This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Well, Jeremiah Poff, he is the Restoring America editor at the Washington Examiner, and he is with us. He's been writing about this generational divide, the economic realities fueling it, and he's with us now. Jeremiah, welcome to the Bob Cadaro Show.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
All right, let's cut to the chase. What is the problem? What is the difference?
Well, I think, you know, you touched on it about the standard of living over, you know, over the last several decades, how you could, at one point, you could have a job, you know, working a middling job at the bank or selling tires, and you could provide for your family, three kids, car, and you could own your house.
Yeah. And the wives didn't work. This was Ozzie and Harrietville I grew up in, you know?
Right. And you know, for a lot of people, that was their common experience growing up. And you know, I mean, I was very blessed growing up. My dad worked and my mom stayed at home and homeschooled six kids. And, wow. You know, that was a great blessing for me and my family. But, you know, I look at the landscape today. I'm 28 years old. I think that there's a lot of that idea of what of economic success just feels very far away. And, you know, one of the reasons I think, you know, Trump tapped into it when he ran all three times was the trade issue, you know, a lot, especially in middle America, Pennsylvania, you know, Ohio, Michigan, they saw their jobs get outsourced to, you know, other countries through trade. But at the same time, you saw a massive you've seen a continuing concentration of wealth. And at the risk of sounding like a socialist, I do think that these two things are very related.
Which, by the way, is a risk on this show.
Well, you know, I'm not going to subscribe to any socialist solution, but I think that the problem itself is very important to note, because, you know, one of the things that makes the American project so unique and so successful historically was this large middle class. Because when you have a large middle class, it's very difficult for class divisions to take hold. And when you start seeing concentrations of wealth, that's when you start seeing class divisions start to become more appealing to people. Because the truth is that when you're not happy with the politics of resentment, blaming other people for your problems is really, really appealing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I look at the current economic landscape. You know, I have many, many friends who are educated. They work hard. They've got, you know, they got married. They've got a kid or two. And they all struggle to find ways to support their families on one income and be able to own their home. And, you know, there are, I think, two reasons for this. One is we've started treating housing in particular as an investment, as almost like a corporate investment, like owning a stock share instead of a place that you like put down roots and establish yourself. And what that's done is that it's made it much more difficult for companies that want to build housing to be able to secure the ability to do so in their communities through zoning and whatnot, because the people who live there don't want more houses to be built because it affects their property value. And when that happens, you end up seeing a lot of people who are young who then get priced out of the market because there's no starter homes for them. And so to me, that's one of the biggest issues with the government involvement in this has helped create a wealth gap where the older people in particular are seeing their net worth balloon and thus contributing to the wealth gap, whereas young people who are just starting to set up their lives and trying to start families, they're having a hard time getting their feet set.
Jeremiah Poff is our guest. He is the Restoring America editor at Washington Examiner. Now, one of the concepts is the baby boomers are transferring their wealth to younger generations. Has that begun in earnest? I'm guessing it has.
I mean, if it has, I haven't really seen it. I mean, the other thing, there's neighborhoods in the regions of Virginia where I grew up in that when I was a kid, you know, my parents bought their house for $375,000 in 2005, right? You know, right before the housing market really took off before the crash. Mm-hmm. And today, that house is worth about twice that. Yeah. And you know, that was on a one income that they were able to afford that. You know, that's just not possible for a lot of people anymore because, you know, they've been priced out and there's that generational divide that's been growing. You know, you can easily there is an aspect of young people who are not interested in laying down roots and want to go get a rent an apartment in New York City or Washington D.C. for $4,000 a month because it lets them live their yuppie lifestyle. But, you know, broadly speaking, the issue is still present for a lot of people.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What, I mean, do they have to migrate to areas like Northeast Pennsylvania to get affordable housing and then figure out how to make a living after that? Or do they stay in these big cities that they're wedded to, that they've been priced out of?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. I think that part of the reason why people have been driven out of places like Northeast Pennsylvania is that they've found is that the economic opportunities aren't there. And yeah. I think this is why President Trump was so resonant in those regions, is because he said, I'm going to bring back the jobs and the economic engines that built your communities and helped you establish the roots that your kids are having trouble finding. And I think that that was a very powerful message. And I, you know, time will tell if he's successful, but I'm confident that he's, you know, it seems like he's really trying hard to do that, especially with the trade deals that he's striking with other countries.
Jeremiah Poff, are millennials and Gen Z voters, in your experience and in your researching this issue, are they getting that the tariffs might be one of the main keys to restoring their opportunity?
You know, that's a really good question. And the short answer is, I think some are, but I think the big view of this point is, like, nothing's worked. Let's just try something new at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have a really, like, well thought out, oh yes, this is the economic reasons why this is going to work. But what we've been doing has failed, so let's just try something new.
There, so many young people are disaffected. We saw that in the New York City Democrat primary for mayor, and you've got a communist who's, again, he's looking to blow things up, but from a place that's proven to fail over generations. But the fact that he's promising to blow things up is having young people follow him.
Yeah, and I bet there's plenty of people who support Zoran Mamdani who would say, I don't agree with his communist ideas, but he's promising to blow up the system, and that's why I'm voting for him.
Yeah, yeah. Is that a, obviously not a prevailing attitude, but is that a one of the core attitudes in the millennials and Gen Z?
Like, I mean, yeah, we want to change. Especially among Gen Z, because Gen Z was the generation that came of age during COVID and during the lockdowns and the learning loss and all these other, like, you know, devastating things socially and economically and culturally, that they're just disillusioned with everything. And they want anybody who's got a big gun and a target, and they'll vote for that guy.
Yeah. There is no solution, I guess, at this point. But one of the points you made is that if we don't expand housing opportunities and we keep having wealth concentration, it's a threat to the free market. It's a threat to capitalism, which to me is just economic freedom.
Right. And, you know, I think I mentioned in there as well that the French Revolution and the Russian Revolution were, you know, two violent, earth-shattering, world-changing events, were both presaged by massive income inequality.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a history of where this can go that doesn't look pretty.
My word. Are you okay? Other than the tariffs and Trump policies, which I think are right on economically, particularly for working class individuals, do you find a divide between white collar millennials and Gen Zers and blue collar from those same age groups?
You know, I think, yes, because those who are white collar tend to have much more economic opportunities, but they may still have difficulties buying a house and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Whereas those who are in blue collar, they don't even have the economic opportunities.
Yeah.
And so those are the group that are even more disillusioned, that was, I think, a big reason why Trump, you know, was dead even on the youth vote in 2024, was because of those blue collar voters that were younger. And he, you know, he did something that no Republican had done in 25 years, which was, you know, make the youth vote competitive.
Yeah. Jeremiah Poff is our guest. He's the Restoring America editor at the Washington Examiner. Next time we have you on, we'll have to talk about that. I think that is very innovative by the Examiner. You know, strange this came up today and that we were able to get you for today. This is the two-year anniversary of Oliver Anthony's song, Rich Men North of Richmond, which we're going to finish the program with. It debuted at number one, the first artist with no chart history to do so, and it spoke to exactly what you're writing about.
Yeah, I mean, there was a reason that I think the first Republican primary debate for the 2024 cycle led. There was a question about that song, I think, right off the bat, too. you know, because it speaks to the broader cultural trends that people are experiencing. Their homes, their lives don't feel safe. They don't feel stable. And that's where the resentment builds. That's where the fear of, am I ever going to be successful? That's where that comes from. And if you don't address that, there are many, many drastic consequences that can come from it.
Amen. Well, Jeremiah Poff, thank you very much. Let's keep following this. We're here. We're here anytime you want to talk more about this issue or any of the other issues that come across your desk as the Restoring America editor at the Washington Examiner. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Jeremiah Poff, Washington Examiner.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.